What's up, fight fans? Welcome to the Fight Stack. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cageside Grease on social media. And we are here every single UFC fight card with previews and odds breakdowns of every main card fight. This week it's UFC Fight Night San Antonio. Plus we do an end of week wrap up special after the weigh-ins with the updated lines and props and all those things that you need to get the action on the action. That's right, baby. It's UFC Fight Night San Antonio this week. Chito and the Sandman, Holly Holm and Yana Kunitskaya-Santos, Nate Landwehr, Austin Lingo, Andrea Lee, Macy Barber, Alex Perez, Manel Kopp. It's Friday. It's the stack. I'm Grease. Let's roll. And as main events on fight nights go, they don't get much bigger than Chito Vera and the Sandman, Corey Sandhagen, number 3 and number 5 in that loaded bantamweight division. Chito Vera on that 4-fight win streak. Davy Grant, Frankie Edgar, Rob Font, and Dominic Cruz, the 4 victims in a row. His last loss to Jose Aldo by unanimous decision in December of 2020. Before that, he had a fight against Sean O'Malley that he was losing early, but won it by TKO, elbows and punches in the first round after O'Malley suffered that lower leg injury. Don't forget that one. Before that, it was a loss to Song Yadong by unanimous decision, who has since lost to Kyler Phillips. So Yadong, then the O'Malley fight, then Aldo. It's easy to see why Chito's really had to work toward that title shot, but he's getting tired of beating the top guys in the division and not getting it. Look, Edgar and Cruz were done. I love them both. They were done. The Rob Font win was as Font was really looking good. I'm going to give him that one. But as far as big-time wins and big-time opponents, I don't see that he has what Corey Sandhagen has, right? When you're looking at Corey Sandhagen and you're looking at the level of competition, he has a win over Song Yadong by TKO his last time out. Before that, it was a 2-fight losing streak. Former champ TJ Dillashaw by split decision. That was a fight that really could have gone either way, and Sandhagen thought he won. Then Piotr Jan, unanimous decision. He lost that one for the interim bantamweight championship in a fight of the night. His only other UFC loss was to Aljamain Sterling by submission in the first round, the current champion. So let me recap that for you, okay? Corey Sandhagen has 3 losses in the octagon. Current champion Aljamain Sterling, former champion Piotr Jan in a fight of the night, and former champion and legend TJ Dillashaw by split decision. That's how close these fights have been. That's how excited I am for this one. Look, Chito Vera has been incredible. That 4-fight win streak, he's been fire. Do I think he's the level of Corey Sandhagen? I don't think so. They're both great strikers. They both come in and out. They both have tremendous movement. They're both creative. They both have incredible chins. They have power. They can grapple if need be, but I think with the creative striking, this one's going to stay on the feet and the winner's going to slug his way into a victory. Now look, you got Merab Dvalishvili at number 1. You got Sean O'Malley at number 2. The champion Aljamain Sterling is all set to face the returning former champion Henry Cejudo after 3 years out in New Jersey in May. So you got Sterling and Cejudo. Look, if Sterling loses a close fight, maybe there's a rematch, right? But you got Merab, you got O'Malley. Maybe they should just fight each other. But then the winner of this fight, I still think Sandhagen at some point is going to have UFC gold around his waist in this division. It's jammed up right now at the top. But this is a hell of a fight either way. And when I look at 135 and I look at Dvalishvili and I look at O'Malley and I look at the rankings and who votes for them, I feel like the best fighters will fight for the title. And it's only a matter of time. I think Sandhagen's as good as it gets in that division, and I don't think he loses to Chito Vera. More on the odds breakdown on the other side, but this matchup is incredible, along with Holly Holm and Yana Kunitskaya, who's now Yana Santos, and of course Nate Landwehr, ranked in the top 15, really excited about him, and Austin Lingo, Andrea Lee and Macy Barber, 11 and 13 at women's flyweight, Alex Perez and Manel Kopp at men's flyweight, that's number 6 and number 8, Chidi Njokuwani and Albert Duraev at 185 is also on the main card. They got 6 fights on this main card. Going to be absolutely awesome, man. UFC Fight Night San Antonio. Real quick, 2 fights have been removed from this fight night. Manuel Torres versus Trey Ogden, canceled due to medical issues for Torres. And a bantamweight fight on the women's side between Tamiris Vidal and Haley Cowan, canceled yesterday due to medical issues on the part of Vidal. So 2 in a row canceled for Haley Cowan, who's from Texas, was looking to make her debut in the UFC in Texas in front of the home fans, unable to do it. But everybody else made weight, and we are all set for UFC Fight Night San Antonio. Keeping it moving on the fight stack on your Friday, March 24th, 2023. I'm Jim Greece, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Greece underscore, at Cageside Greece on social media, here with your fight previews and odds breakdowns every single week, every single UFC fight card, all the main card fights, and some extras as well, plus our end of the week updates, which this is right now. You get your line movements where they are on Friday after the weigh-ins. Of course, if anybody misses weight, if fights are scrapped, which two of them have been this week, all those things come in on Friday, along with the prop bets that I think give you the best value, and we'll run through those real quickly. Right now on the stack, it's Greece on your Friday UFC Fight Night San Antonio, the main event. Corey Sandhagen taking on Marlon Chito Vera, and Chito, the more highly ranked fighter at number 3, but Sandhagen at number 5 is a minus 165 favorite. Chito plus 140, that line has moved just a little bit by method of victory. This is interesting because both guys are strikers and it's a 5-rounder. I would expect this one to go the distance because both are just so impeccable as strikers, and I don't see either guy getting a finish in this fight. But if you think Sandhagen's going to win by KO, TKO, it's plus 600, or by decision, it's plus 100, right? Chito by KO, TKO, plus 350, and by submission is plus 650, by decision is plus 600. So Sandhagen by decision is the way the odds makers are seeing it. If you like Chito to win this one by decision, you got some really good value at plus 600. When will the fight finish? Round 1, plus 500. Round 2, plus 650. Round 3, plus 900. Round 4, plus 1200. Round 5, plus 1600. Going the distance is minus 150. Not much value there. How will the fight finish? KO, TKO, plus 200. Some really good value there with two high-level strikers. So I would think that would be the way to go. Whichever guy you like, whichever method of victory, if you feel strongly about him, cool. As far as an over-under, that's a really tough one. I mean, it's very, very tough to think about an over-under in this fight, but the total number of rounds, when you look at over and under 4.5 rounds, over is minus 165, under is plus 130. So I'm looking for that line as well, because if you're looking at under 4.5 and you got plus 130, pretty good value. So whichever guy you want, method of victory, KO, TKO, and then if you're going to go under 4.5, that would be a good one to go with there. I think those are the best values on the main event. Chito Vera, who's 27-1, not 27-1, but 27-1, continuing that charge toward bantamweight gold. If he continues to fight like he has been, it won't be long before he gets his shot. But again, his last loss against Aldo in 2020 came by unanimous decision against a former champion. The fight before that was against Sugar Sean O'Malley. He won by TKO, elbows and punches, at 440 of round number 1. But remember, O'Malley was winning that fight early. Then he had that lower leg injury. And the fight before that, he lost, Chito did, to Song Yudong by unanimous decision. But Davy Grant, Frankie Edgar, Rob Font, and Dominic Cruz is the win streak since then. And look, Font was at the top of the rankings. Edgar and Cruz, legends, former champions. But this is a division where it is so loaded at the top, right? And Chito needs that one more signature win to get up there and fight for a title. And I believe, of course, that Sandhagen, who's 15-4, is the guy. He's only 3-3 in his last 6 fights. But again, Aljamain Sterling, current champion. Piotr Jan, in a fight of the night by decision, former champion. And of course, TJ Dillashaw, split decision, very controversial, a former champion. His spinning wheel kick against Marlon Moraes, his flying knee against Frankie Edgar were things of beauty. And this is a big time fight for Corey Sandhagen, and he knows that. He shows up with that lunch pail. The striking is unbelievable. The highest level of fighting, I believe, in the UFC is in the bantamweight division right now. Chito can cover the distance. He can negate all that movement that Sandhagen does by threatening the knockout in all 8 limbs, which most people can't do. And so we expect to see a striking class here. This is going to be a masterclass. This is going to be a virtuoso performance, a full arsenal from both stances. Sandhagen's movement, the angles, the footwork, going to be crucial to avoiding that power for the first 3 rounds, and he will be favored to increase the pace in the championship round. So the longer this fight goes, the more it favors Sandhagen, but I don't think by much. This is going to be a thrilling fight, and I cannot wait to see Chito Vera and Corey Sandhagen, number 3 and number 5 in the bantamweight division, in the main event at the AT&T Center in San Antonio, Texas, this weekend, UFC Fight Night. When I'm looking at some of the other fights on the card, if you're looking for value on someone like Holly Holm, who's a big favorite at minus 250, you would go with the method there. Holly needs a finish win. She got the new 6-fight contract with the UFC, so Holm by KO or TKO would be plus 325, some good value there. Santos by KO or TKO is plus 1,000. By decision is plus 325. Again, she is the favorite in this fight. Holly Holm minus 250, and Santos is plus 200. So if you like Santos, then you're going to love that for her to win by decision, because Holly Holm is not getting finished by her. And Holly doesn't get finished anyway. So you would go Santos straight up and get real good value there on that fight. One other thing really caught my eye, and not a lot really when I'm looking at these fights and thinking about Macy Barber, right? A big, big favorite at minus 275, plus 220 for Andrea Lee, KGB. Barber's thinking about Alexa Grasso, now the champion, how close her fight against Grasso was a year and a half ago-ish, and thinking she wants to run that one back in the future, but also has to be knowing that that fight and that confidence that she could build from fighting someone like that, who then went on to be a champion, shows her how close she was. I think that's going to give her a little bit of a bump coming into this fight. And I love Macy Barber by KO or TKO at plus 350. And that's the way that I would go there. One other quick note for you. Alex Perez is a live dog against Manel Kopp. He's got better competition that he's faced. He's lost two fights in a row, both against title contenders, one against the champion at the time, Davison Figueiredo, the other one against Alexandre Pantoja. And when I look at this Perez versus Kopp fight, I see a huge striker in Kopp and a big-time striker also in Perez. But this is a little disrespectful, if you ask me, to Perez. He's lost two in a row to much better competition than Kopp has faced. I like Perez in this fight, but regardless of what I think, who's going to win, whichever guy you like, this one's not going the distance. They're both elite strikers. This fight is ending by KO or TKO. That is plus 125 when you think about that, and then you want to throw something in like, will this fight go the distance? No, minus 250, throw a parlay in on that one, but The method of victory, KO-TKO, is the way I would go on this one. And it doesn't matter which guy you pick, but whichever one you pick, and if you don't pick one, you just pick the method and then the over or under, or will it go the distance, you parlay that. The other thing that you can do is take that fighter by KO or TKO, and it's plus 150 for Kopp and 750, plus 750 for Perez. Interesting, you might want to throw like 100 on each one of those and then definitely take it that it will finish by KO, TKO, and it won't matter which guy. So that's Perez and Kopp. What a fight that is. I mean, Lee and Barber, Landwehr and Lingo, Holly Holm and Yana Kunitskaya, who's now Yana Santos, married to Tiago Santos, former UFC fighter, now in PFL. Congrats on the nuptials there. And of course, Chito and the Sandman, two of the very best in the world, regardless of weight class, as the main event. That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more. Your Fight Stack end of the week update on Friday, March 24th, 2023. Fight Night San Antonio is just a day away. What do you know about Lou Rawls? It's just a day away in San Antonio. Can't wait. Holly Holm and Yana Kunitskaya / Santos is the co-main event. You're going to have a lot of fun watching this UFC fight night. Hope you enjoyed the stack as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you here today. Until next time, fight fans, keep your game tight and your mind right. Keep listening to the Fight Stack and Full Press MMA wherever you get your podcast, so that you got the knowledge to be the smartest fan in any room when you're talking about the sport we know and love. It's Grease. It's Friday. It's the stack. I'm out.